Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are you doing today, Big JD?
Doing okay.
Me too.
Yeah?
It's an awesome Friday morning.
Nice day.
Nice day, yes. And if you're listening to this on Sunday, well, you're in for a surprise because we're not actually recording this live.
I don't think this is a surprise anymore.
Well, maybe not. Yeah. But you can find out if we're pre-recording. How can people do that?
How can they find out if we're going to pre-record?
Yeah.
They can't.
Sure they can. We're social network types.
Okay. Twitter.
What's your Twitter name?
It's Big JD, Big JD.
Oh, Big JD, Big JD.
Yeah, because
okay.
Big JD was taken, so don't get me confused with another Big JD.
Okay. I am Lippo on Twitter.
So Lippo on Twitter?
Yeah.
The whole thing? Lippo on Twitter?
I am Lippo.
On Twitter.
On Twitter. So that's twitter.com/Lippo.
Facebook. I don't use Facebook for everything else, so don't bother with mine. But yours, do you use Facebook for...
Well, my Twitter goes right to my Facebook. Not that that tells you anything, because if you're not on Twitter and you are on Facebook...
But you always post on Twitter.
Yeah, but only my friends can see this crap I post.
Yeah, it's how I am on Facebook, but...
Right, that's what I'm saying. So Facebook doesn't really matter. Facebook is just for my personal life.
If I know early enough, I guess I could throw it up on the webpage.
So how come the Jabbercast doesn't have a Twitter account?
I guess that would be a good idea, wouldn't it?
I think that's a good idea. Let's mark that one down on a piece of paper.
Maybe I'll set that up and then not use my other one.
Big JD, Big JD.
Yeah. I'll cancel it. Can you cancel an account?
Absolutely.
I'll cancel.
Get out.
I'll get out of it. And I'll use the Jabbercast.
Jabbercast Twitter account. So what else is going on these days?
Well, the new band, converting the novels to screenplays, got the bike out now for the summer, so...
Big JD drove his bike to the Jabbercast studio this morning.
Yes, I did.
I'm very surprised, actually, because one, it's wicked windy.
It's very windy, and it's actually cold.
Yes, it's not cold, but it's cooler than it was yesterday when it was 85.
I'm up by the water, and it's colder, too, like part of the way here, but...
Actually, when I went outside this morning, I found it chilly, so I put on a long-sleeve shirt, but then I started doing crap around here, trying to fix my vacuum, because my kid sucked up a sock, and I was sweating, so I had to actually...
Sock? That's what it was?
I say it was a sock.
Okay.
He's saying it was a piece of paper, big piece of paper.
So, how would you find out what it was?
When it comes out. I'm gonna have to...
Oh, it's still in there.
I'm gonna have to auger it out, I think.
Can you do that?
I'm pretty sure you can. I got my buddy at DNR Vacuum. I'm going to give him a call and see what the proper procedure for getting
DNR where?
On Which Ottawa one? Street.
Oh, okay.
Bob Regier. The Regier family owns DNR. You're thinking of the one on Wyandotte?
I'm thinking of the one on the Wyandotte, but yeah.
That's where
I used to buy stuff there.
Like hi-fi stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, not sewing machines. You probably didn't buy your sewing machine there.
No, though. I bought my sewing machine at Walmart.
Of course.
Walmart's awesome.
It's the best.
Yeah. It's cool.
Okay. I'm not going to comment on that because if you want to hear me talk about Walmart, listen to a previous show. Me, I'm golfing like crazy. And you know what? You'd think I golf a lot. I'd get better, right? No.
You don't get any better?
I'm not getting any better. I think last night is as worse as I've ever golfed.
You're probably just having too much fun out there to get better.
I want to golf good. I'm not doing any extracurricular activities or nothing like that. It's just
then what golf. Would be the reason you wouldn't get better?
I don't know. What is it? You tell me and I'll implement the
Well, does do you get any receive any instruction from anybody? Like, you know, how to do this maybe a little better or
Yeah, fortunately the people who I golf with let me know what my mistakes are and I think I'm correcting them and
you're
then
supposed to learn by them.
Something yeah, you're supposed to. I don't know. Maybe I should take lessons, actual lessons from a pro.
Well, if at first you don't succeed, keep on sucking till you do succeed.
This is Big JD's grandma, and you're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling. It's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
What is that?
Shuffling into the newsroom.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, it sounds like you're getting behind me and humping me.
Well, nobody's home, are they?
Nope. Yeah, we are alone.
Shut her down. News from around the world and everywhere else out of this world.
Where's your news from?
My news is from around the world. Not around the world. Across the USA, though.
Okay.
Summer Travel 09. Freebies across the USA.
Okay.
Every state. But I'm just going to mention a few from some of the closer states, I think, to us.
You're going to tell us about some freebies? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. I found a list, and it was at, I'll let everybody know, they can go to USA Today and check this out. It's on now. Like, it's, you know, it'll be like one of the newest things of news. Well, Sunday, maybe not. What day is today again? Friday?
Friday.
Yeah, you might have to look for it a little, but it's called Summer Travel 09, Freebies Across the USA. So you could probably search freebies and find it.
Because this is the Memorial Day weekend in the United States.
Yeah.
So people are taking off.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, sorry.
So it lists every state and, you know, things that are free in these states. Let's see for a couple examples. Something that's fairly close. Well, Kentucky's fairly close. When the moon is full in 2 days before and after, the conditions are right. No rain. A lunar rainbow or moonbow appears in the mist of an almost seven-story waterfall at Cumberland Falls State Resort Park in southeastern Kentucky near Corbin Park.
So that's free. You're saying it's free.
Yeah. Park programs illuminate the phenomenon, et cetera, et cetera. So that's something free in a nice park.
And you got to have the exact right conditions. I think it's just you're lucky if you're there when that happens.
Here's Michigan. You don't. This is kind of neat. You don't have to join the Navy or take a cruise to see movies on the deck of a World War II era tank carrier this summer. Most Friday nights at twilight from June 12th to September 18th, the retired U.S. LST 393 docked in Muskegon will host family films on deck under the stars. Selections include the naval-themed Up Periscope, Operation Petticoat. That's kind of neat. And they have a phone number there you can call. What else is close? I know, like Ohio and Indiana or something. I just want to give a couple here. Ohio, lots to see in southeastern Ohio's Hocking Hills region, Ash Cave, the Rock House Sandstone Formation, Cedar Falls State Parks. If you stay at a Hocking Hills Tourism Association member lodging, this is cool. And are 21 or older, you can now borrow free. And we've talked about these before. I think on. It was our good friends, the Easy Mac guys, talked about the digital flip.
The flip Minnow and the Ultra, yeah.
Minnow?
Minnow, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I found out how to pronounce that after Minnow. I heard it. It's okay. Minnow.
They let you borrow a free digital flip Ultra video camera to record the sights and sounds of your stay there. They're available at Hocking Hills Welcome Center, where Route 33 meets Route 664. Okay, I don't think I said Indiana. Let me try and find it again here. Indianapolis Museum of Art, which once charged admission, has expanded and now is free, but you'll want to save for some special touring exhibits. Among its many attractions, a permanent collection of more than 54,000 works, including African American, Asian, and European pieces, and impressionist and contemporary art. Also gratis are rambles on its 152-acre grounds, including a former home of a member of the Lilly Pharmaceutical family, which is also free. Do you know the Lilly Pharmaceutical family?
Huge.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's one of the people who own the world, basically.
Whoa.
Yeah. The Pfizers, the Lilly's.
Pfizer.
Pfizer.
I'm excited. Pfizer.
He tried to say it too. Yeah. Free. Whatever.
So anyway, it's just a list of things through every state that you can do and not have to pay for, or places you can visit and don't have to pay for. I'm sure there's some better ones in some of the other
states
too. I mean, you know, like, yeah, nicer state. The Arizona. Sonoran Desert skies are among the best for stargazing. Collection of That's optical free. Research telescopes housed at Kitt's Peak National Observatory, 56 miles southwest of Tucson. Self-guided tours. self-guided walking tours. Those are free.
No that, kidding.
Okay. So any other news?
Pull over to the side of the road.
What were you going to talk about?
And you're done. Well, in Ontario here, where we're originating from, there was a little girl that was taken at the beginning of this month, Tori Stafford. And it was, how shall I say it? It was assumed that the parents did it, because this kind of thing happens every once in a while.
Right.
A parent.
Involved.
They're involved. They get rid of their kids somehow. What was the Lauren Bobbitt chick there? I think they tried to pin that on the parents too. The chick who was always.
Really find out.
They still don't know. And they really wanted to prosecute the dad on that one, but he never did. And I guess the same thing happened here, because they finally found the people. It was a man who took the kid. And unfortunately, she was murdered and dumped miles away from Woodstock. And I guess he had some kind of female accomplice help him do that. And the mother also, while she was gone, of course, the news is trying to, you know, find out every little bit of information on the parents of this little girl.
Right.
And they found out that she was addicted to prescription drugs. The mother.
The mother, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Was she involved somehow?
She's not involved at all.
These people were just, it was just a random, non-related.
I think they may have come in contact with the family.
Yeah.
Weeks previous or something, but they knew about this family, and so they targeted her. Okay. For whatever reason, guys.
And why obviously. Did they want the kid? How old was the girl?
8.
And what did they do? Did they molest her and stuff like that, and then kill her? Or you don't know.
They haven't found her yet. So the cops are looking for her right now.
I thought that girl was helping them find her.
The girl, yeah, the accomplice is.
And how hard can that be when you were involved?
Well, it depends. You know, if you've got a body you're trying to get rid of, and you're driving in the backwoods of Guelph,
I suppose, yeah.
Okay. You know, it's nighttime. Who knows? So
right.
Who's to say if they can find him or not? But anyway, the mother finally spoke up yesterday, mm-hmm. and just lambasted the cops because they told her, "We know you did it. We know you did."
Oh, okay.
And then they
went. Can she sue?
Oh, yes, she's definitely suing.
Yeah.
And they took the kid too. They're her son.
Oh.
He's a teenager, I think. And they basically just grilled him into the ground. He came back. He's going to be scarred for the rest of his life. His little sister's passed away.
Mm, it's worth some dough.
And they're trying to, you know, they have their interrogation procedures they do on kids.
We will interrogate you.
Yeah, we know what you know. You just come on and tell us. And so she just went up one side and down the other on the cops. So it's all very sad news there in Woodstock. But I think that's enough news for this show.
A quick break and we'll come back with
our
this
guest
week's topic.
Tim the Tool Time Taylor.
You like hard rock? You like heavy metal? Then you're going to love Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. Extremely heavy blues. Hard rock, heavy metal blues.
Tennessee, with a man named Curtis Jones.
If you like it loud and in your face, then you're going to dig the hard rock heavy blues of Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. Their debut double-length CD is available now at Amazon.com, the iTunes Store, and other fine online music retailers.
So you go your way and I go mine.
It's Long Time Coming and Heavy Effin' Blues together on one CD. You're going to dig the JDBC. Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. Heavy rock, heavy metal, heavy hitting.
You say you want to leave.
The blues, the way you really want it. Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. An indie release from OSM Entertainment.
How blue can you get? When nothing goes your way.
Available at Amazon.com, the iTunes Store, and other online music retailers.
This week's topic of discussion on the Jabbercast is DIY.
Drunk
do in your... yourself.
Everybody's got their own thing.
Drop it into yourself.
That sounds like fun. No, do it yourself. Do it yourself.
And our special guest, Dr. Ruth. Do it yourself, like home repairs, renovations, those kind of things. That's what it's all about today.
Everything.
Everything?
Everything.
Like what else would you do yourself?
Work on your car.
Okay, right. Any kind of repairs of any kind.
Yes. Are we going to give people actual...
No.
No, I didn't think so.
What? Tips?
Like tips and procedure.
Do we know anything? We're going to do a procedure. We're going to build a desk.
Today, we're going to be sealing our driveway.
And first, we got to call up our Antarctica and order the seals.
Right. Have you ever sealed a driveway?
Not exactly. Seal?
Okay. Seal.
Like what is sealing a driveway?
It's, there's a sealer, an asphalt sealer, and you roll it on.
Okay, so that's what it looks like when it looks like somebody just redid their driveway. They're only sealing it.
That's right.
Probably. It looks nice and black again.
Nice and black. Mine needs it, as you probably can tell. It gets a little white on top. Mm-hmm. So I'm debating, do I want to do it myself or do I want to get a guy to come here?
Hire it done.
Yeah, sometimes it's better to not do it yourself.
True.
Last year, when oil prices were $1.50 a barrel, these guys came to my house and they said, your driveway needs to be sealed. But since oil is so high...
These guys? What guys?
Two guys.
Did you drive by and look for places like
drive
this?
Drive-by sales calls, yeah.
Okay.
And they gave me prices. One guy was $800, one guy was $600. And they both attributed their prices to the fact that oil was so high.
Because they use oil in this.
It's oil sealer. Based. Yeah.
So what is entailed in you doing it yourself?
If I was to do it myself, well, both of these guys, they can be in and out of here between 15 and 20 minutes.
Wow.
They just come in.
What are they?
I think it's a
gun of some kind, compressor.
Yeah. It's a deal. Like, you know, they just walk up and down. Right. It covers, you know, 42 inches.
Can you rent them?
Ooh, I never even thought of that.
You check out like Rona and all those places. Like, you might be able to rent those, or maybe you have to go somewhere like, I don't know if it's still around, the Waco company or whatever.
Yeah, but that's a good thing with the whole DIY deal is renting equipment.
And you can always rent equipment. You know, Canadian Tire here in Canada, you can go rent equipment to do things. You need a pulley, you can go rent a pulley for your car, you know, to pull off, you know, to do tools for ball joints. Like, you can rent all that stuff.
Yep. Home Hardware is good for that, too.
And if I'm not mistaken, I don't know if they even charge at Canadian Tire.
What?
There was a time I don't think they charged. They just let you borrow it out somehow. I think so. For some reason, that rings a bell with me.
Because maybe I can see it if you bought something. You bought like $1,000 worth of driveway sealer or whatever.
And then you get the stuff to...
You get the stuff to work it.
But it's not that expensive to rent things. And I know like the hardware type places like Home Depot and stuff like that, they rent just about anything that you can imagine. Yeah.
Every tool you can think of, they have it. And that's the thing with when you're doing it yourself, is the right tool.
Yeah. Very important.
It's the most important thing, I'm going to say.
If you're going to do it yourself, then you want the right tools for the job.
Because I think 50% at least of any skilled trade guy, your plumber, your electrician, your carpenter.
Specific tools.
The reason they are those pros is because they have the tools.
Right. And they're not always easy to come by. You know what I mean? All the tools. And that's another reason why, you know, a lot of people don't do it themselves.
That's right. Just having the tool at hand, these guys.
Yeah, yeah. And these are tools you won't have, but you could probably get them. I was going to say something else and I forgot.
Something else crossed your mind to totally erase it. I see your mind went somewhere there.
Yeah, yeah.
Zoom.
It had something to do with the tools and it's gone.
Okay.
Oh, I know what it was.
Okay.
When you said like that's the biggest thing is having the tools, but you need some knowledge of the job, I think. You can't just blindly go into do a job that you don't, you know, there's obviously probably questions that you would want answered before starting most jobs, you know, especially if it's something you've never done before or never seen done.
Electricity, I could see that being that way for sure.
Probably a lot of things. I mean, drywall. You have to know something about, you know, putting up walls.
Do you?
Well.
Putting up drywall?
You have to know that the distance between your...
ears.
No, the distance between your studs. If you're building walls, say, in your basement or something like that, and you're obviously going to need to know how to stabilize the 2x4s to the floor on a cement floor.
Yes.
These are just things that are popping into my mind. You know, drywall, like some people probably don't know you need drywall screws. I bet there's been people where it got drywall and nails and didn't work out. You know what I mean?
Didn't work out is right.
For your ceiling job, you probably have some questions.
I've seen my father-in-law do it, so.
Okay, so
watching somebody else
watching
doing
somebody,
it.
Sure.
Yeah. It's like painting a wall, really. A floor. You gotta get a roller.
Yeah, I guess.
That's the
something
whole thing
like that might be a little more straightforward.
That's the whole thing that's making me want to get a professional, because you got to get a roller.
Right.
That's going to take a long time. I got a big ass driveway out there.
But what do you mean a roller?
Like a paint roller. I think they actually have.
Well, you said they use a big push thing. What's that?
If I don't do it myself.
Oh, but I'm saying you may be able to rent a unit like that. Yeah, you'd have to go pick it up or whatever, but you'd push it probably. And building decks, I think that there's some knowledge there. You know what I mean? And
carpentry is a mathy kind of trade, I think.
Yeah.
And you got to know your stuff as far as angles and measure twice and cut once.
Yeah. So there's books. You can get books on the subjects.
Mm-hmm.
The internet, obviously, is a great place to
look
for any information if you're about to take on some kind of a DIY job. There's software. You buy software from like Black & Decker and other companies that...
Builds the deck for you?
Doesn't build the deck for you, but it's all the information that you need, you know, for your plumbing and electric, and it'll all be together in one place. You can actually... It's software that you run on your computer, and you... choose what job you're doing, and it'll explain things to you. It'll tell you how to put in a toilet or take a toilet out or change your
ball cock.
I just wanted
to say ball cock. Sorry,
not the ball cock
gasket. Is that what you're
talking about? Yeah, it's not called a gasket.
You're right, it isn't.
That
yes,
seal, I know. It's all mushy, like whatever, but you know, to change a trap under your sink or those kinds of things. I mean, they'll all be in there, plumbing and electric, how to install a ceiling fan, you know. Simple things. And those are things sometimes people have to get that somebody to do it for them, either that's done it before or hire it done somehow. And then there's people that will put in a ceiling fan on their own. And that's an electrical job, yet it's fairly straightforward and they come with instructions, you know.
Yes.
That's another thing, instructions. Instructions are important.
And a lot of times instructions are translated from Chinese by a computer and they don't make any sense at all.
Yeah. That's true.
And that makes your DIY project that much harder.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, depending on the project, when you read the instructions, they specifically say, don't do this alone. You will need help doing this.
Right.
And of course, a lot of people are impatient. They try to do it themselves and they get hurt or they break whatever they're trying to make.
Well, we're big on tech. How about do-it-yourself tech jobs, like changing your hard drive or changing your RAM memory and things like that? A lot of people don't want to tackle that, and they're fairly straightforward most of the time.
Pretty much, yeah. Can you? How are people to find out how to do that themselves? You think there's
an instruction booklet for one thing with the computers? We'll explain that, and then again, searching on the internet, possibly a friend, somebody that's done it before, maybe show you the first time, and then not like you'd have to change your RAM again, probably ever in your lifetime if you. Max it out or whatever, but
your lifetime.
Simple.
Buy
jobs.
One computer, last for the rest of your life.
Depends on how
Big
old
JD
you are.
Knows all about it.
Yeah. We'll take a little break and we'll come back with big jobs versus small jobs.
If you're in need of professional animation, look no further. Shontoon.com. That's S-H-O-N-T-O-O-N. Shontoon.com. Sean Watkins is a cartoon designer and animator. He's an extremely gifted artist specializing in 2D flash animation. From web banners to cartoons for television, Sean is ready to take your project to the next level. He's also illustrated many children's books. For the web, for television, for your business, Shontoon.com. That's S-H-O-N-T-O-O-N. Shontoon.com. An affiliate of Giggle Button Entertainment.
Big jobs versus small jobs.
Yes. What did you have in mind there? What is considered a big job to you?
A big job? That might be like gutting the inside of your house.
That's a big job. Multi-day job compared to a couple hour job.
Doing your putting in hardwoods in your home. It's a pretty big job.
That's a big job.
Some remodeling jobs where you would get your bathroom, say, that would be a big job. A new tub, sink, toilet, you know, new flooring, some drywalling. That's a pretty big job.
Yes, absolutely.
And then little jobs would be considered maybe replacing your kitchen cupboard doors.
Right.
Changing a door maybe on a closet or something like that.
A doorknob.
You know, putting in a lock in door, or something. Doorknob, sure. That's a big one, really.
What?
Doorknobs and door locks. I mean, that's a something that occurs more often than a lot of other things, probably.
Yep.
What other things would occur often that you might have to repair or fix? I think sometimes small plumbing jobs.
Yes, that's probably common enough.
Small electrical jobs, maybe changing a receptacle, an outlet, something.
Taking a sock out of your vacuum.
Out of your central vac. That happens often.
Too often.
Putting in dimmer switches, those kind of things that you can do yourself, yes. Actually. You know, you want to make sure you shut the electricity off before you do that. At least to that particular
plug turn that breaker room. Off, for sure.
Breakers is another thing. Changing or adding those kinds of things.
That could be a big job.
It could be a pretty big job. And I wouldn't say that happens very often, really.
No.
Maybe if you buy an older home that you're fixing up or something like that, or you find that you, in the home that you're in, you need an extra breaker for that you're putting in some kind of a window air conditioning or something like that requires more juice than what's in the room, or you want to split something, you know?
Bigger amperage. Putting a hot tub in is another reason why you'd want to add another breaker to your...
Now, was that a job that you guys did... yourself, or did you hire
an electrician to put the electricity in?
Right, but what about the job and the deck? And was that all there, or was that put up when the?
House we had was the deck. There? I had a friend build the deck when we moved here.
Right,
when we built that, a year after we moved here.
Then was there anything to the hot tub though, or was it just you just put it there basically?
Called six of my strongest friends and heave hoed it up onto the deck. Not a light unit at all.
Nothing to build though there around it. Nothing.
No, that's kind of nice thing about it. You just
it's ready made,
ready to go. Electrician put it. Just had the wiring go in a specific spot, and then cut a couple holes in the deck and dropped it in that very specific place, and then we were ready to go.
Cool.
No, hot.
Hot.
It's not a cool tub. It's a hot tub. Too hot in the hot tub.
What about in the... You don't have a pool anymore outside here.
Got rid of it 2 days ago.
So what if you want to cool off in the summer? Could you sit in the hot tub without it running?
No.
Why not?
Well, because you don't want to turn your hot tub off.
But it doesn't run all the time.
It's running all the time.
It is running all the time.
Yeah. The reason I got that specific brand of hot tubs, which is Hot Springs, by the way, it uses a energy efficient... motor and heater and an ozonator. That one has an ozonator on it, which keeps
keeps it
clean, basically, so you don't have to use as much chlorine. And
but is it always hot?
It's always hot. Yeah, so you said it's thermostat and it always keeps it at that.
Oh, so you can turn the thermostat down.
Yes.
To off.
Sure.
So it's just normal temperature, like outside
temperature.
It's not bad. It's like a pool.
Turn the breaker. Well, not in the summertime. It ain't like a pool.
What do you mean?
Well, it's a small little area up high.
Well, no, swimming or anything, but I mean to go sit out there and sit and sip a drink or something, or I don't know.
Do is just throw the hose in it. Empty all the hot water out of it. Throw a hose in there. It'd be just cold water and then jump in it.
Well, put it this way. Do you use that in the summertime?
Not as much. I'd say I go in it maybe twice a week in the summertime.
So you can shut everything down and put... But then you have no way of cleaning that water, or
right.
Would you? Yeah,
no. Right.
I'm just trying to find a way to
to turn your hot tub into a dual-purpose unit. No, you just have to come in the house now. My kids didn't use my pool, so I spent more time maintaining the pool than they did swimming in it, so that was it.
Why didn't they use it?
Because they're more interested in chicks and partying.
But why don't they bring chicks and party in the pool?
You would think so. I know. I don't understand that. You got a nice pool. Your parents are relatively cool people. You're not prudes. Come on over with your hot girlfriends and swim in my pool.
So did you ever ask them why they don't? Or if they, you must have talked to them before you ripped it out of the ground.
Yes. And they didn't give me a good enough answer. They'd say we'd just rather go other places other than be here.
Is the girlfriend's got pools?
Eric's girlfriend last year had a pool, yeah.
Okay.
And he went there.
So your pool, did you do it yourself, pull it out?
Yeah.
And did you do it yourself, put it in when you did? Or did a company do that?
It was Dan's company.
Company, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He had a guy come here and do it up.
Did you need him to take it out or no?
No. It's once you seen it put in, and then I worked for Dan for years.
Oh, did you? I didn't know that.
When I was a teenager, I worked for Blue Water Pools. I shouldn't say I worked for Dan. Dan was doing the same thing I was doing, pretty much. And we didn't do too many above-ground pools, though. We did mostly in-ground pools. I was on the crew that did the in-ground pools. Mm-hmm. Because it takes days to do an in-ground pool, whereas an above-ground pool, you can do two in a day if you're any good at it.
Is that something people would do it themselves, put in an in-ground pool?
Well, the guy who took my pool is putting his pool. He's putting a pool in himself. He's putting my pool in his yard.
Right, okay, but I mean an in-ground pool. Would people do that themselves, or no, is that a specialty?
That's a specialty, yeah. You have to shoot with a transit.
Locally, who would they call for that?
For what?
Fairly local.
For?
What's Dan's company?
Oh, Blue Water Pools.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah, there's one in Windsor and there's one in Chatham. Dan owns the one in Chatham.
Okay. Yeah. What is it, a franchise type thing, or is it family owned, or how does it work?
I think the owner of the one in Windsor and Dan's dad were business partners. Actually, okay. They are a business partner. They're under the Crystal Pools umbrella. Mm-hmm. It's just a holding company, not a whole. I don't know how they have it set up. But
even that sounds summary. We're under the Crystal Pools umbrella.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Can you switch that to time so we can see what's going on there?
Can you do that while you're recording?
Yeah, yeah. Just upward. See what's up.
What's up, dog?
We could probably get into Sunday morning music mayhem.
On this fine Friday morning.
Hey, if you didn't get to experience the heavy metal thrill of the 80s, that was Wicked Angel, don't fret. It's happening all over again.
Was born to rock.
This is Jeff Oppen from Wicked Angel. Be sure to check out our compilation release of digitally remastered tunes on CDN Records. Some studio stuff, some live stuff, and as a bonus, a brand new song.
There's a new world rising.
So keep an eye out for the CD. It's coming in 2009.
Wicked Angel, the remastered collection on CDN Records. Records.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Speaking of dig, our show being on Doing It Yourself.
Dig, is that what you said? Dig?
Dig, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig.
Oh, dig. Speaking of dig, yes, yeah. Yes, sorry. Mm-hmm. I thought you meant D-I-G-G, speaking of dig.
Nope. Set us up.
This week's Sunday Morning Music Mayhem song is from a band that when they were around, they have since disbanded. It was probably one of my favorite bands at the time. I was just totally into these guys. It's Big Sugar, of course. That was headed by Gordy Johnson, who is now heading a band called Grady, and you can check them out at shadygrady.net. But this song is called Digging a Hole from the Hemivision CD.
Can't be the
That's some crazy harp.
Yeah, that's Mr. Chill. That's all you got to know him by is Mr. Chill. Kelly Hoppy at MrChillHoppy.com.
Whoa.
Well, what?
What's the .com?
MrChillHoppy.com.
Okay. A little lengthy.
H-O-P-P-E. Hoppy.
Why didn't he take Mr. Chill? Or did he want his last name in? Or did nobody had Mr. Chill, did they?
Oh, yeah. There's a rap guy, Mr. Chill.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Not. Sweet not. He should take MrChill.ca, if you ask me.
.ca's are cool. JeffreyDavid.ca. That's a .ca.
And is that where all the Jeffrey David Blues Connection stuff is at?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's like the official website.
But all right.
MySpace is more the, you know.
Where you're going to find everything out at.
Sort of, I guess. I don't know.
And the same holds true for MrChillHoppy.com. That's just a jumping place to get to all his other stuff. Not much information there. How's your
tailbone's killing me?
How's your tailbone?
You know, I went and saw speaking of tailbone, because I was in pain last night sitting and watching a play at a grade school. Nina's, Lana's niece's niece, Nina.
She's very talented girl, yeah.
To Tisch in New York, and she goes this summer. But her brother, this last night was his first play, his debut. He was in a play himself now.
Oh, wow.
And he was good. He was really good.
He knows he's got a standard that's been set for him, which is nice.
I guess so, yeah. Yeah, and he did really well. He was good. And I guess he didn't audition for the part or anything. They asked him if they could, he could do that. They needed somebody, I guess, for the part or whatever, and we assumed it was going to be short, but he came out, I think, 3 or 4 times, and he was good.
He
was surprised. He was actually really good.
What was the play?
Not surprised, because I know he puts his all into everything he does. He's
right.
Done some voiceover stuff for my cartoons and that, and he was really good, and sang a couple songs for them too, theme songs.
Wow.
And that was all his first time doing all that, and he loved it. He can't wait to do the next one, you know what I mean? But his play was really good. So
he has the passion.
I don't know. Yeah, it seems like it. But this is it was. It's also new to him. You know, don't really know. But I think he's, you know, probably been commended for a good job, and I'm sure he'll want to do it again in a play. You know, so
what was the play? What was the play?
It was called Last Chance High.
Hmm.
About a school that was for delinquents.
It sounds familiar.
He was a teacher at the school, though. He was the gym teacher. That's what his part was.
Cool.
So it was good. And there was the kid that played the principal was really, really, really good. He was great. And these are like grade 7, 8 kids.
Awesome.
So there was a few good ones and some bad ones. So.
And what kind of furniture were you sitting on to watch the play?
Just a bad chair, man. Yeah. It's brutal.
You're going to have to start bringing your own little cushion with you whenever you go somewhere.
I don't know about a cushion, though. They get them donuts, you know? You can get that donut with a hole, but do they really help? The way I would think of it is that no, it wouldn't, because I'm still sitting on my tailbone somehow.
You want to get some kind of support somehow and on your back? Is that what you're thinking?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I have no idea.
My doctor said try one of the donut things, and I went and I looked at it and I thought, that ain't going to do anything for me.
Maybe if you're sitting on a toilet for a long time and you don't want to be uncomfortable, sit on the donut.
Yeah, things can go wrong on the toilet for a long time too. Your legs go numb, you get up, you can't walk. Especially when you're there as long as I am sometimes.
I thought you were just Mr. Plop
Office Supplies. Fizz. And me?
Yeah.
Hell no.
No?
No, I'd stay in there all day if I could. Hell yeah.
I'm living
computers
on the toilet.
And, iPods and books and writing material, tea, toast.
I'm eating.
The wife goes crazy because I'm in there eating breakfast.
While it's coming out one end, going in the other end at the same time.
I got the speaker on my iPod, sitting up on its side, watching something, having breakfast in there. It's awesome.
I've done that before on this laptop.
I do it all the time. Yeah, or a laptop. Yeah, I'll bring a laptop in.
Of course. You have a little laptop stand there?
Even in the tub? No, not in the tub. No laptop stand, no. It sits on the sink next to me or on my lap.
Sure. Then you get your iPod Touch to control control your laptop.
What, it's sitting on my lap?
Oh, no, I'm thinking when it's on the stand.
What stand?
Or on the
sink?
On the
counter. Oh, that's right next to me, though. It's so close.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, otherwise I would. Nothing like a remote control for your laptop.
Any computer. For sure.
Actually, let's slide into Tech Talk.
Hey, folks. Big JD here. Just wanted to let you know about my Big 30. incorporating the Jeff and Lana Show, the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, and my You Talking to Me interview show in a 1 30-minute podcast. 10 minutes with Lana, a 10-minute interview with a new guest every week, and 10 minutes of tunes. You get it all on the Big 30. It's fast, it's a blast, and it's come to pass. Big JD's Big 30. Subscribe free on iTunes or from www.myspace.com/BigJD's Big 30.
You're listening to The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Visit thejabbercast.com.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
You got anything in mind for Tech Talk this week?
Yeah, I was thinking about Bluetooth on... I thought someone turned their... Who didn't turn their mail off?
I just turned it back on, actually.
Oh, see how that works? Yeah, Bluetooth. That's a great... I love that idea. Bluetooth is one of those technologies that I think is finally maturing and going into new and different places. I know that the new version of the iPhone is going to have the stereo Bluetooth thing cooking, which is going to be good.
Stereo Bluetooth cooking? What's that mean, stereo Bluetooth?
It'll broadcast out of your phone into headphones in stereo. There's some long acronym that's ADSB.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I just thought that was a normal thing. Because, I broadcast out of mine stereo with the little gadget.
Not out
Doesn't
of
it. All, don't things always broadcast in stereo normally like that? Yeah.
Not out of your iPhone.
Well, it would if you got a little adapter.
But the what
oh, comes... Oh, the Bluetooth that's built in now.
Yeah.
What comes out would be stereo with an adapter.
No. It doesn't actually get brought... You might hear it in both ears, left and right, but it doesn't come out of an iPhone
mine
in stereo.
Or out of my iPod Touch it does.
Out of your iPod Touch, it may.
With my little iCombi thing.
Yep. But I'm just saying on the iPhone.
So if you use my iCombi thing, plug it in there and listen on my headphones, you're going to tell me it wouldn't be stereo?
I'm going to tell you it wouldn't be stereo.
That doesn't make any sense. That's because it's old school Bluetooth.
I'm not sure what they're
thinking.
You
going to get a new iPhone?
Let me. Depends how compelling it is.
And so what happens with the old one?
It goes up on eBay.
How much will it go for?
Let's see what the market's holding. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Jelly bean. I don't know. Unless it's really compelling, because I love my
iPhone.
It'll
be compelling.
You think so?
Well, maybe not. I think the 3.0 software is going to be really compelling. That's for sure.
That's the whole thing. How will developers implement the new SDK that's going to be built in? All the cool stuff you're going to be able to build into these apps is going to be, you're going to either be left behind or not. That's what I'm wondering. But you won't be. That's the whole thing. The 3.0 will work on these phones.
Right, of course. Yeah. We're off track of the Bluetooth thing, though.
Yeah, Bluetooth.
Bluetooth is an RF wireless system, radio frequency. It's built into most computers now and most gadgetry devices, iPods and things. And it's usually for to use a remote with something or to use wireless headphones, things like that. A lot of you may find that your mouse is a Bluetooth mouse. They have, there's, what would really be the difference between the Bluetooth mouse and an RF mouse where you'd use the dongle?
Well, I have both right here. That's what I use. I use an RF mouse, which is my Logitech, whatever this thing's called, laser or something. And it has a little dongle that you plug in USB. So the mouse talks to the USB.
But why do they still make those when they should just make them all Bluetooth?
Why do they make them?
Yeah, why do they make those? And then you have to have the adapter. And it's the same technology. It's a radio frequency, and so is Bluetooth. Most things have Bluetooth built in now. So why would anybody buy the RF one? You may have at the time, because you probably had that for a while, but...
Yeah, I've had this for 2 years now.
Yeah. But, why would they even make those anymore now that Bluetooth is quite prominent in the technology division?
I'm going to guess and say that Bluetooth transmitters are more expensive than the old school RF when they know that this works just perfectly. You know, it's within a 2-4 foot radius.
Well, I guess you got to tie up a USB port, which can be precious nowadays. But yeah, I suppose they might be a little cheaper.
Right. Especially on a laptop, I understand the USB thing. You want to have a Bluetooth mouse. And that's a lot of the mice that are Bluetooth are specifically designed for portability. You know, you see a lot of small Bluetooth mice. And so that's all I can say is that I think it's cheaper to build a mouse that is not Bluetooth. Because those mice, the Mighty Mouse is like, what, $75 or something?
Yeah, I think it paid... In the U.S., even $59 or something, $69 for my Bluetooth Logitech Bluetooth mouse.
Yeah, see, that's...
And I think the RF ones, you can get them fairly cheap, like maybe even $30 or so, something like that.
Yeah, so I'm thinking Bluetooth is a more expensive technology to implement into a mouse. And I think that was half the reason why they didn't go full-blown stereo in the iPhone with that Bluetooth as well. It's the
That's part of the reason.
That's it's part of the reason.
So you got to buy another one. And you will.
We'll get you.
So I guess that's tech talk. You look for Bluetooth near you. Bluetooth headphones are cool. That's what I use. I stream from my iPod to a set of the Oakley O-Rockers sunglasses.
Big JD pulled up in my driveway on his Harley with his O-Rockers on.
I did.
Jamming out.
And now I'm sipping on some tea.
Not Bluetooth tea, though.
Bluetooth teeth? So
Bluetooth teeth.
He's got Bluetooth teeth. What's next on the Jabbercast? You want to talk a little bit more about do-it-yourself? I see you've been looking at some things there on the net, haven't you? Do-it-yourselfer stuff? You find anything interesting?
Well, I'm just thinking of automobile stuff.
Yeah, let's look at some other things.
Your car is something that... A mechanic is one of the most expensive skilled trade guys out
there. They get paid a lot. Costs you a lot for a mechanic, hourly.
Exactly. And especially if you send it to a garage, because the garage wants to get X amount of dollars. And it's up around $100 around here. Mm-hmm. You can maybe get away with a $75 garage, but then you don't know what kind of work you're getting. And all that stuff now is on a disc. I go in there and he says, okay, I'm going to have to change your da-da-da and I'm going to have to do this.
Yeah, they diagnose it.
And then they punch in the computer and the prices are right on a disc. Like, this is the standard amount
for
of time.
For what I have to do, it's...
Yeah, it's going to take 6.5 hours to do this job and at this price here. Meanwhile, it might have only taken him 4 hours to do it. Yeah. But the book says it took 6.5 hours and that's how much you're going to get charged.
And the thing is, too, nowadays...
Up to your butt.
The way that vehicles are now, you can't do a lot of things so much yourself anymore. They're all, you know, computerized.
Exactly.
Everything in the car.
Do you think that's done on purpose? Or is that just to make the cars better?
I think that's part of technology.
Okay.
You know, I don't really think that was done on purpose, just to make things better and more efficient. I don't think you're going to run into the same problems you would as, you know, they changed from carburetors to fuel injection and, you know, it makes a big difference. You don't really have to do anything to them, where carburetors could have been a pain in the butt. I almost let one slip through there. Anyway, so yeah, I think that was just a natural progression for things to technology and, you know, automotive technology to change. But
that's crazy. I mean, back in the day, I had a 76 Dodge Dart. I could fix anything on
that. Yeah, you could rewire it. You could
change the head gaskets. You could
rebuild the carburetor.
Exactly.
There's not much, so much you can do anymore.
Need more Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host and the shows I host with Lippo, as well the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
This week's Jabbercrote. This week's Jabbercrow brought to us by Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of tools and everything else you need to do it yourself. Rentals as well. Fine dudes over there, Steve and Larry, at the corner of Wabash and Strabane, and beautiful Burbank, California.
StephenLarry.ca.
.ca. That's for California, right?
Yeah. Wabash.
Do you have a job quote?
Wabash.com. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
If all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
That's a very good quote. I like that a lot. And who said it? Any idea? Any attribution? Well,
there are a few different people that said things like worded a little bit different than this one, but this particular person was Bernard Baruch.
Oh, Bernard.
Yeah.
Bernard. Barney.
Barnyard Baruch.
And what does he mean there? He means that you need more tools. Is that what he's basically what you're saying?
I don't really know exactly. Let's dissect this a little. If you all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Right.
This is maybe saying everything looks as easy as putting in a nail. I got a hammer. I'll fix anything with a hammer. I can fix anything with a hammer.
That's a lot of people think that way, you know, because there's two tools in a hammer. There's the hitting part, and then you turn it around, and there's the claw part.
Yeah. And you can do a lot of different jobs with that.
Yes. And a lot of people do a lot of jobs with that. People change your tire with a hammer.
Hammer is important.
I was thinking that it's somebody, everybody just looks at, you're looking at things too simplistically. You need to expand your
tool collection.
Your tool collection. Yeah. And your perspective of tools and what they can do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably what it is, that everything looks like a nail and probably shouldn't.
Right, exactly. All right, I have another quote, just it's kind of like not a folklore, where there's a name for that, a saying that just gets floated around, and it's, be a pro, hire a pro.
Very nice.
And what I get from that is a lot of professional people out there subcontract whatever they have to do, or you're working even at a company and you need something done. You could do it yourself, but it will strap you for time, strap you for money, or whatever it is. You hire somebody who's going to do a good job for you.
I think that stands for anybody, though. Just like you or I. If you want to be a pro, hire a pro. If you want something done, really done well,
yes,
then hire somebody to do it for you.
Exactly. But sometimes it's cost prohibitive. Do you find that? Like a plumber.
Yeah, you can save yourself a lot of money sometimes, sure.
Yeah, like a stupid amount of money. That's what I don't like about some professions out there. Lawyers and plumbers are tools.
Well, I had an issue not that long ago with one of the units that we rent. We lease a condo, and there was a problem with the lock on the door.
Yeah.
The people, for some reason, they couldn't get a hold of us or something, and they had to have it fixed right away because they couldn't lock their door or anything, and so they fixed it, and we flipped the bill for it because it's kind of our obligation, really.
Right.
A faulty part. And then a couple weeks later, it happened again. There was something else or something that went wrong with whatever the locksmith came and did, which wasn't cheap anyway. It was probably around $50 for them just to come and do something little. I forget exactly how much, $50-$60. But they wanted double that because it was a holiday. It just happened to happen the next thing on a holiday, and I called and raised some heck and said, you know, you guys just did this, and I'm not going to have you charge me double the money because it's a holiday, especially, or charge me at all to go and re-repair whatever you did, you know? They went back, but he didn't charge me anything anyway, and he came and did it right away on a holiday and everything, but so that was good. But they will charge a lot of money for any kind of specialty repairs, like locksmiths and, you know, like you mentioned, lawyers and plumbers and electricians. If somebody has to come and do something specific like that, or if you have to get somebody to come, like if you have something wrong in your phone line that's not covered by the phone company, if it's something that's inside in the house, then you would call a phone company to come and fix it, and you'd get charged for it.
Oh, yeah. Don't ever call the phone company if you have a problem inside your house. There are other people to call to fix that kind of stuff.
But those are the kinds of things where you really get dinged.
Oh, yeah.
Those little specialty people, you know, locksmiths.
Yes.
That's a little specialty.
Yes. It's because they know usually that they got you by the gonads.
And the part that he actually put in initially was $10. But yet it costs like, you know, $50-$60 for him to come down and put it in. Whereas you could, might not even be something though necessarily that you could do yourself. So unfortunately, you're at the mercy of these people.
Mercy, mercy.
Mercy.
What's that from? That's from ZZ Top's, what's the name of that song?
What is it from? Is it from LaGrange? Mercy.
No, it's
something else.
Manic Mechanic is the name of that song.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah, nice. Manic Mechanic. That's from DeGuelo.
Yes, I do believe you're right on that one.
So if you're a manic mechanic, do it yourself.
It's funny you mention that. Next week on the show.
Oh, yeah. What do we got?
We have taking pictures. Photography 101 right here on the Jabbercast. We will give you a rundown on the buttons and doohickeys on your camera, what they are, when you need them, and when you don't. A fun show for beginners or those thinking about a new camera. We'll give some buying tips and anything else you need to know when you're buying a camera. What's so funny about that?
Nothing. I just gave somebody some advice actually on buying a new camera, and I suggested the camera that I have, the Canon S5. Yes. And because I've got four friends now that have it, and well, one's my uncle actually,
and they told two friends, and they told two friends,
and so on, and it's been a great camera for everybody. Loves it. In fact, one of my buddies bought a Sony, cost him $1,500.
Woo!
I told him about mine. He brought his Sony back, got the Canon S5 for like $500, and just loves it better than the Sony he had for like a couple weeks that he was taking pictures with. He said it was just way more difficult to use, et cetera, et cetera. And he didn't really like the pictures as much even. So anyway, I just gave somebody else some advice, and they went and I guess the S5 now is the old model.
I was just going to say that when you said
so
it, but
they have the new model, an S10 or something like that. And it's supposed to be pretty amazing too. And I think it's like 14 megapixel, where mine is like 8 or 10 or something. And
five is enough.
It's supposed to be a really cool camera, and it's still around the same price, maybe $600. Tops, about the best point and shoot you can get.
Point and shoot, yeah.
You know, one of the top few. Like I'm thinking that probably Nikon D90 or something is probably a good camera like that as well. And there's probably a couple others, but
save it for the show.
Yeah, let's save that for the show.
So we'll see you next week. Thanks a lot for listening, and remember, check us out on Ustream on whenever we record these shows, on the day we record these shows.
Yeah, we'll try and post it somewhere.
Yes. And we'll get a Twitter account for the Jabbercast.
Yeah, we will.
Right after this show.
All righty.
See you next week.
Bye.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback deferred. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.